That's Emily Landerman from Davis High's Advanced Treble Choir singing her section of Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder.
They say you stand the life to try.
The three choirs at DHS are Advanced Treble Choir, Madrigals, and Jazz Choir, and they're all adapting to online school. For Advanced Treble Choir, Landerman explains that one of their first online school assignments is putting together pieces of this song.
We all, recorded and sang that part, but just kind of mashing it up together so we can produce a video that we can post. And our teacher, Dr. Gardius, decided that would be a good first song for ATC to post or to create just for this time, you know. Us being home and as a crisis is just, don't you worry about a thing, it's a lighthearted song.
In addition, all three choirs are working together on an outreach program, says Landerman. They have already posted a sample outreach video.
We were really trying to figure a way to better the community, and a lot of us realized how many people might be alone during this time of isolation.
So the choirs are offering to sing songs for individuals who want a little spark of happiness during these uncertain times.
Somebody can email us telling us if they want a personalized song, a personalized happy birthday, and we will produce it either through video form and we will send it to you through that way, or if you want a phone call or a Skype call and we sing it to you.
Landerman says this project is student-led with some help from teachers. Anyone can email davishighschool.choirs@gmail.com to ask for a personalized song. On a not-so-cheerful note, Landerman says that the choir's trip to Europe this summer was canceled.
I was really disappointed, and it was something I was looking forward to all 3 years, honestly. And when I heard, it just kind of broke my heart a little bit. Other than that, it's kind of hard, especially for me, my senior year. Choir has been one of those classes that I always loved. It's my hobby, and for some of the fact that I can't really do that every day like I usually do, it's difficult. But I make it up, sing in the shower and stuff, but it was really hard for me and my friends.
That's Lee Libet, a senior in Madrigals, singing and playing the guitar. He recorded this song for a virtual Zoom concert hosted by the Rotary Club earlier this month. Currently, the Madrigals choir is planning to post singing videos on their YouTube account. The students are even learning video editing, which Libet says he is excited about.
We had a workshop from Jeff Pell, who does a lot of our sound and video stuff for our performances, and he gave us a workshop on how, to do video editing and sort of creating these virtual choir videos and stuff like that.
In addition, during online class once a week, the Madrigals will attempt singing together on a WebEx call.
We also are going to start having full classes where we're going to be listening to an audio track and we're going to sing along to it. And then the director is going to unmute us and make sure we're singing it right and everything, just to sort of test us and see where we're at.
Lily Lineweaver is in jazz choir and recalls singing in the Wee Small Hours of the Morning, composed by David Mann. The whole choir sang this song in a recording studio in New York during their trip earlier this year. Lineweaver misses those trips and performances with the choir.
It changed a lot because we were basically rehearsing the entire year for this cabaret performance, and now that's we can't really do that anymore, so we can't really perform. So basically, we're learning just to learn right now.
Jazz Choir is also having students send in individual recordings of songs, which Lineweaver thinks may be difficult for some students.
We're a choir, obviously, so we lean on each other for, like, holding our voice parts and the different music. So it'll be pretty challenging for some people who don't have experience, like, singing alone.
An extra challenge for jazz choir is that they dance. Lina Weaver says they had a dance class over WebEx.
I personally felt a little frustrated because it's hard to see the purpose of learning it because we don't have any performances, and also it's very difficult to learn it over a video, like a live video that glitches and things like that. So I felt pretty frustrated, but honestly, it's a little amusing because we're trying to figure all this out, and it's obviously harder for us because all the other choirs don't have to dance, and they can. But even with singing, it's just you can't really learn music over a live video because it's a lot of sync and stuff. So it's been pretty challenging.
Lina Weaver does not know how the group dance choreography will work out.
I think right now we're learning, like, the individual parts. But yes, there's a lot of parts where we have to dance with a partner. So I haven't even thought about that, actually. We haven't even attempted that yet. So I assume that when it gets to that point, we're going to have to make some adjustments.
All three choirs are still figuring out the best path forward.
I think we're all a little confused right now about how it's going to work for the rest of the year, but we are trying to figure it out together, so I think that it'll be okay.
Max Plouderman plays the drums in jazz band. With school online, Plouderman has had more time to start his own musical project.
In my free time, I've been recording myself actually a little bit, playing the drums, just cool, like, syncopations, patterns like that, just like cool drum beats, and I'm thinking about making a drumming Instagram account where I'd like upload stuff like that. There's some pretty big drum Instagrams out there that are really dope, so that was just an idea I had.
Last weekend, he sat down with his drum set and new iRig recording device and played his drums to a soundtrack called The Girl from Ipanema. Plouderman thinks this is an opportunity to improve his drumming.
I think it'll help me get better because I'll be able to see myself, or like I'll be able to play it back to myself, see what I'm doing right, see what I'm doing wrong.
As a sophomore, this is Plouderman's first year in jazz band. He says the class is relatively small, with only about 20 students, so the classroom environment is usually laid back, relaxed, and fun. But band in a classroom is definitely different from band online.
The band programs, they were sort of struggling to find stuff to put out to the students, so Mr. Slaybaugh decided to send out videos, setting the instruments, practice scales, and do other like rudimentary stuff like that during his class time.
Jazz band is about playing the piano, bass, trumpet, trombone, saxophone, and drums together. But online school makes that process extremely difficult.
This is pretty much the worst case scenario for a band class because you can't play online together because that would just be a big mess. Like you can't have everything lined up with everybody's computers.
Online school is especially strange for Plouderman because he plays the drums.
When you play the drums by yourself, it kind of sounds, it doesn't sound great. Usually, I mean, I'm almost always playing along to music. That's really the only time it's going to sound good. So I'll practice on my own, but really you need other instruments to make it sound good at all.
Instead of preparing for and playing at concerts, which are all canceled, the band is focusing on something new, putting together a song called Orange Drink. Each student will listen to a soundtrack through headphones while playing the piece, in order to record their instrument. Then the recordings will be overlapped to create the complete song. Plouderman is excited for the final product and predicts Orange Drink will turn out well.
It's a pretty straightforward song. I mean, it'll be my first time recording myself playing along to a bass line without the rest of the band, but I don't imagine it would be too difficult.
Despite the barriers of online school, music at DHS does not stop. It just evolves. The new cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw is the producer. Dahlia Krause is the assistant producer. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next time, Davis.